This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
As a community, as a husband and wife, a mother, a child, there is a bond in between us all. Some of these bonds are natural, for example, the mother to the child, and some of these will come up as we meet people. And that is basically the feeling, and the feeling is love. And you wonder if the love is in the Quran. And of course the answer is yes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked or taught us in through His words, through His book, that love can be different levels. There is love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a love of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And there is, of course, the love between people. So let's talk about first, do I love Allah? Do you love Allah? This is the question that each one of us have to ask themselves. And it's a very important question because it is not a mere words or a claim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this in the Quran, that there is signs that I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actions. What are the actions? Or it is just one action. And Allah said it in Surah Ali Imran chapter 3. And it is through Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Qul, say to them, in kuntum, if you tuhibbun Allah, if you truly love Allah, fattabi'uni, follow me. Me meaning Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Yuhibbukum Allah. Allah will love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. So the sign, and Allah made it very clear, this is a very clear verse, this is not a verse that can have more than one meaning. Say to them, do you really love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then show me your actions, meaning show me the sunnah in your life. Number one, show me the feeling and how you look at the sunnah. Do I look at the sunnah just sunnah? I finish the prayer, the obligatory prayer, and just move, leave while it's a sunnah? Do I try to do this and that for only one reason, because he did it, alayhi salatu wasalam? If I do that, fattabi'uni, attiba, follow me, meaning no arguments. Wherever he goes, I follow. He goes right, I follow. I go right. I do that. Not only I prove to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by actions, as we many of us say this, action speaks louder than words. Not only I'm telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala I am true in my feelings, but also I will get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah loves me, what else I want? One of the signs that I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is I obey Him. And there is a very famous poem, and it's actually written by a woman, and says, تَعْصِ الْإِلَهَ وَتُظْهِرُ حُبَّهُ ذَلِكَ مُحَالٌ فِي الْقِيَاسِ بَدِيعُ لَوْ كُنْتَ صَادِقًا فِي حُبِّكَ لَأَطَعْتَ إِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ مُطِيعُ. You disobey Allah and you claim you love Him. This is impossible to understand. If you were truthful in your love to Allah, you will obey Him. Truly, the person who's in love, obey the beloved. So the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the ways also, He said it, I love the following. In Allah yuhibbu. What does Allah love? Muhsineen, those who act with excellence. Al-muttaqeen, those who are Allah conscious. In Allah la yuhib, the opposite. La yuhibbu al-zalimeen. Allah don't love those who act with injustice. Allah la yuhibbu al-kafireen, those who don't believe in Him or those who are ungrateful. So the first love in the Quran is the love of the Creator. And the second love is the love of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Sign I love Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Again, I take him as my example. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Indeed, in the example of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is the best example for you. Were there love between people? Yes. The legendary love of Sayyidina Yaqub to his son, Sayyidina Yusuf. To the point that the brothers, his other son says, إِذْ قَالُوا لَيُوسُفُ وَأَخُوهُ أَحَبُّ إِلَىٰ أَبِينَا مِنَّا وَنَحْنُ عُصْبًا. Yusuf and his brother are more beloved to our father. And he continued missing Yusuf crying till he become blind because he missed him. It's a natural love, the love of a father to a son. Now, the love between people, friends, relatives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this in Surah Al-Baqarah. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Allah described us. SubhanAllah, He's our creator and He knows us. He said, among people, there are two groups. Those groups, يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا. Other than Allah, He takes or she takes or they take human beings, أَنْدَاد, نِد, equal to Allah. And they love them more than they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning, when Allah say do something or don't do, and that person say the opposite, because of my feelings and love, I will follow them and I will not obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, the true believer, أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. And the true believers, and again, one of the signs I am and you are, inshallah, all of us, are true believers, that our love, our feelings, number one, are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more than anything else, because He said, أَشَدُّ حُبًّا, way more love than anything else. So, and this is a daily struggle we all go through, and I have to make a choice or a decision, and it is something I love, but Allah doesn't love. And if I do that, then I need to really visit my love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if I do the opposite, I do it, although I don't want it or like it, just because Allah loves it, or it is an obedience to Allah, and I do it, that's a proof that Allah's love is number one in my life. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spread love on this earth to all His creations and between all His creations, but most importantly, that His love become number one in every one of us. Life. Ya Rabbi, Ameen.